It's the post-match show, The Pink, after Liverpool have beaten Burnley 4-2. Steve Graves, there is this thing that everyone is desperate, or lots of people are desperate, to see the moment when Liverpool break. And when Burnley go 1-0 up, it would have been straightforward in those conditions for that to be today. Liverpool, though, had other ideas.
Yeah, and especially because the worst of the conditions comes pretty much after that, and Liverpool play through and fight through the worst of those conditions and turn that game round in the face of adversity, in the face of a really poor decision. Let's be honest, it's a terrible decision that the goal's allowed to stand. They don't let it get in their heads too much, I think Alisson does, for about 2 minutes. But after that, everybody just back to business, and there were loads to enjoy, loads to work on, I think, still. We're not quite firing on all cylinders, but a sense that Liverpool can piece it back together and put the kind of run they're going to need to put together towards the end of this season to get where we want to be.
They scored 4 goals, Dan Morgan, and that's the first thing to point out here. If Liverpool, certainly with all the home games remaining, but I'd say home and away, if Liverpool score 4 goals in every game between now and the end of the season, they'll be champions.
Yeah, and you wouldn't see why not, given the opposition, but given the way that they can play and the way they can, you know, triumph and adversity like we've seen today. I think today is an example of something akin to when the worst thing that can happen turns out to be the best thing. So, you know, you see there's been a lot of talk about the kickoff time and the conditions and everything else, but what you see is a Liverpool side who are able to get on the back of the opposition and the referee straight away because of the nature of Burnley's first goal. And I think it just makes Liverpool even more determined to go on and do what they do in the game. And like I just said before off air, I'll just be convinced in years down the line and this game ends at 3-1.
Because, yeah, the last two are absolutely crazy.
It's crazy, yeah.
It's, Paul, the key moments in the game are arguably led by Lallana. He's good in the run-up to the first. He's tremendous in the run-up to the second. But he also just played with a great deal of certainty. He knew exactly what he was about. He knew exactly what he was about. And he got right on top of Burnley in a way which is unfashionable in a couple of senses. It's not because he's big. It's not because he's strong. It's because he's clever.
Yeah, that's all fair. I mean, the manager said before the game, didn't he? He said he's been brilliant in training, and that's how he's got his place. So it all showed he's justified. You know, the amount of cry arson before the game about his inclusion is now, you know, it looks like nonsense, because I thought he was the best player on the pitch.